Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Got an awesome segment right here for you. Got a couple of telehealth volunteers, and they are actually both a couple of high school students right now. I've got Rithvik Iyagari. He attends St. Ignatius, and I've got his friend Sune Rastogi. He attends university school. Again, both of these fine young men are telehealth volunteers. Rithvik, Sune, how are you guys both doing today?
Great, Rocco. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely excited to talk to you guys today. I know right before we started recording here, one of the things that I was proud of back in high school was being able to get out in the community and volunteer. So good to see that's something that a lot of high school students are still getting involved in. Before we get to that, though, you know, a lot was taken away from many high school students that were involved in, you know, spring sports and in different activities. You know, was there anything taken away, you know, sports or activities, whatever it might be? Was there stuff taken away from either of you guys here in this last school semester?
In my case, I'm a tennis player for Ignatius, so I didn't get to play our tennis season this year just because of everything that's going on. That was probably the biggest loss for me.
Okay. Sune, what about you?
Yeah, I would say the biggest loss for me was just experiencing sort of, I have a lot of friends who are seniors, and experiencing the last year with them, the last time we'll probably be on campus together, that was probably my biggest loss. I think it's especially crushing for those, you know, who can't have a graduation in a normal sense.
Yeah, definitely not a normal end to this school year by any stretch, and definitely unfortunate that you guys have missed out on those things. Looking at what you guys do now, though, volunteering with telehealth, and Rithvik, I guess we'll start with you again here. What inspired you to get involved in the first place?
So, for me, in my case, sitting around in the house kind of got a bit, like, boring. So I wanted I wanted to do something to help the community, especially because everything that's going on, no one's out there helping out our elderly and all. So I was thinking of actually starting a nonprofit with a couple of my friends locally. But then I heard of telehealth through Sune, who's a mutual friend of mine. And I was like, this is perfect. I can help out my community, and I don't have to go through all the struggles of, like, figuring everything out. They have it set up, so I just need to just help them out and make Cleveland great.
Absolutely. Sune, what about you? Same story, I would imagine, or at least a similar one in getting involved.
Yeah, so both my parents are doctors, and, you know, they're frontline workers. They go to work. So I sort of, while I'm not experiencing the same thing as them, when they come home and they tell me how hard it is, I wanted to try and, you know, do something that could help. Even if it helped one or two people, I think that would be a rewarding experience. So I had some family friends who started this organization down in Orlando, and they reached out to me to see if I could implement something similar here in Ohio. So they had they sent me information, and I was able to get it up and running and get people like Rithvik involved in helping out the elderly with telehealth.
What might be some of the challenges, and again, Rithvik, we can start here with you again, some of the challenges in trying to get maybe a couple of the senior citizens and some of the elderly folk out there, getting them in touch with some of these, you know, telecommunication and telehealth methods? I know I myself, and I'm in my 20s, I struggle with a lot of modern communication, so I'm sure you guys might be seeing some challenges there.
Yeah, so probably the biggest challenge is taking both delivery of the devices that we collect as donations, as well as delivering them to the hospitals and nursing homes we are in connection with, because we want to make sure that we don't obviously spread any germs, just because, like, elderly are the most prone to this disease, obviously. And we wanted to make sure that the elderly know how to use these devices. So we also set up, like, different step-by-step instructions for them to, like, learn how to use FaceTime or iMessage and just things of that nature.
Gotcha. Sune, I'm assuming, again, similar here for you as well with some of the challenges.
Yeah, I think, expanding on what Ritvik said, it's trying to make it as easy as possible for senior citizens to both access the device and, operate it. In my experience, with my elderly relative, they don't really have the best grasp of technology, and especially if they're sick or they're facing other challenges, it's difficult to for someone like them to learn how to use these devices effectively and to their full potential. So I'd probably say the learning aspect would be the biggest hurdle for us.
Sure. And maybe on the other side of that, like we were saying at the start of things here, volunteering can be a very satisfying thing to do. What has really stood out to you guys as far as, being satisfied with what you're doing? How has this been satisfying for each of you guys?
The satisfaction really comes into play when we see that our elderly that we are donating to are using these devices to connect with their families who are at home just, praying for their grandparents to be safe. And just the satisfaction that we helped a family connect with one another is probably the biggest thing on my side.
Sune, what about you, man?
Yeah, I agree with Ritvik. I think just the knowledge that, even one person was impacted positively, in this time of crisis, I think that's the most satisfying part, trying to give back to the community that's already given me so much.
Couple of selfless young men we have on the line with us today, no doubt about it. Again, joined by Ritvik Iyagari, he attends St. Ignatius, and Sune Rastogi, he attends University School. Again, both of these young men, telehealth volunteers in our community. Guys, I guess we'll close on this, and, either one of you guys can tackle this one. If today, let's say somebody wanted to, do what you guys are doing and become a telehealth volunteer, help out a lot of the seniors in the area and what have you, how could you go about doing that and how could you get involved?
So the best way to get involved and, to contact us if you have any devices or you'd like to be a volunteer is to go to our website. It's telehealthforseniors.org. If you go to that URL, you should be able to find all the information you need, all the contact information and any donation information you need.
Very nice. And is there any sort of, time requirement to be a volunteer? Do you have to put in X amount of hours each week? Or is this just sort of, hey, if you're able to contribute, whatever you can come help out?
So I think we look for people who, they have a strong passion for helping senior citizens and others. And there's no real time requirement. It's just, are you willing to put in the work and the time into making the organization, helping the organization grow and helping us get devices? I think that's the main requirement.
Sure. All right. Sounds good. Well, Ritvik, Sune, tell you guys what, I really appreciate you guys both taking some time out of your busy schedules. I know unorthodox schedules, to say the least, but had a lot of fun talking with you guys to do. It's great what each of you guys are doing in the community. Keep it up, and I look forward to talking to you guys again sometime soon.
Thank you.
All right. There they go. Ritvik Iyagari, Sune Rastogi, again, St. Ignatius and University School students respectively there. A couple of telehealth volunteers in the community, and for a lot of the, crap, for a lack of a better term, that some of the younger generations can get, there's two young men right there who are doing a lot of good in the community and providing a lot of aid to people who need it. We need to step aside, take a quick break. We will be right back here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Rakanushi in for Andy Bull Barch on AM 930, WEOL and 100.3 FM.